සමාන් කර්මාණි ලිම්පන්ති මනේ කර්ම ඵලස්ත්‍රිහා කිති මාංගෝ විජානාති කර්මවී නාසා බද්ධතේ You can come please forward.
Yes.
Come forward, guys. Karma ji sana baddhate. Now, the whole world is bound by his own karma action. Everyone, every living entity. In the Brahma Samhita, there is a nice verse about this. There is a nice verse just to that beginning from the jar, there is a jar which is called Indragopa. You know that among the living entities, the jars are in very minute form. You cannot see even with your microscope. In a space of 1 millimeter, you can find millions of germs. That is scientific proof. So beginning from the germs, which are called, please stop. Beginning from the germs up to the heavenly kingdom, the king of heaven is called Indra, and the smallest, minutest germ, it is also called Indra Gov in Sanskrit language. So, in the Brahma Samhita, it is said that beginning from this Indra up to that Indra, that means beginning from the germ which is known as Indra Gopa up to the point of the king who is also known as Indra, all of them are bound up by the reaction of his own karma on his own work. Every work which are doing good or bad, we have to suffer and enjoy the reaction of our work. And so long, we have to suffer or enjoy the reaction of our work, as long as we shall go on like this, so long we have to accept this material body. This material body is just given to us by the arrangement of nature's law for the exact status of suffering or enjoyment. Just like you have seen different animals, they have different process of eating. Say for tiger. Tiger, their body is made for eating raw flesh and raw blood. So all the body is so made that they have got particular nails and jaws and teeth so that they can do that. Similarly, you can see the hog. They have to eat the stool or they have got a particular shape of mouth so that they can easily do that. Now we are human beings. We are meant for taking vegetables and fruits. Now our teeth is just like knife. It can cut the vegetables and the fruits. So all the body, I mean to say, and this is particular case to the body, a king's body, a poor man's body, a poor man, he has to work very hard. His body is very sturdy. He can walk very fast. But a son of very aristocratic family of king, oh, his body is very delicate. He cannot walk. He can apply his brain in something else. So long, we are, these bodies are made according to the different status of our work we have done in our past life. And next body is being prepared according to the work which we are doing now. But here Krishna says that as soon as one can understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's activity, he becomes free from the reaction of activity. Now here is the question, that because we are now preparing ourselves to have our spiritual body, our spiritual life developed, and being free from this material existence. Therefore, our duty should be such so that we may not be entangled again into this material body. That can be made possible if we are Krishna conscious. If we study Krishna, what is Krishna? What are his transcendental activities? How his energies are acting in this material world and spiritual world? All this, it is a great science. Krishna is a great science. So if we study Krishna's science with great attention, then the result will be that we shall be free from the reaction of our activities. This is clearly said here. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phalasya. The Lord has nothing to do. He is full. He has nothing to do. But why he does just so? Set example. He is not bound up by the work which he is doing in the material world. This science has to be learned. Same karma skalasya. And anyone who understands the transcendental nature of Krishna, he is also becoming free from the reaction of karma. Evam jatta kitam karma kudvairupi mumukshri Kuru Karmaiva Tatmatam Purvai Purvatarang Sitam. Now the whole spiritual process is to follow the example of the previous acharyas who have attained and the success. The wise word from the tongue that is said. Evam datta sutam karma purvayo vi mamukshuri kuru karmaiva tasmattam purvai padmataram kuta. Now there are Arjuna, and Krishna is advising Arjuna that if you act and follow in the footprints of the previous acharyas and previous great devotees and kings who have done in their life karma yoga, That thing for Krishna, if you follow that principle, that you shall also become free from the reaction of happiness. Because Arjuna was very much afraid for being entangled in the reaction of his fighting. Krishna therefore assures that you shall not be, if you follow, if you react, or if you fight or violate, then you will not be entangled by the reaction of God.
Kim karma kim karmesi, kim karma kim akarmesi, kavayopi apra mohita, tatpe karma pravakshane jasgyatta moksati asuha.
Now, people are misled what is karma, what is actually work, and what is not work. Akarma.
Kim karma kim akarmesi, kavayopi.
Kavaya means great sages, great friendly persons, great philosophers. They are also sometimes bewildered to understand what class of activities are genuine and what class of activities are non-genuine. Therefore Krishna says that I shall teach you what are genuine activities and what are non-genuine.
Tatpe karma pradakshani jajyata moksati asuha.
Jajyata, if you understand the principle of working, then you shall get free from the bondage, material bond. We have to work in such a way that we may not be entangled with this material bond. Otherwise, as we have explained, this body is our material bondage and it is the result of our activities. So, we have to perform our activities so nicely and so cautiously so that I may not be entangled, I may be free, even in this life, and taktadiham punarjanmanaiti, I can after leaving this present body, I will have no more to come into this material world. This chance is being called by Krishna to Arjuna. And the whole activity is that if we engage ourselves, as we find it in the 11th chapter, last part, mat karma ki mat paramo, mat bhakta sangha vajita. Nidvaida sarva bhuteshu jasa mametu pandava. Now, this one verse is sufficient to teach the essence of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that anyone who is engaged in my work, matkarmakri, then what is that my work? That my work is explained in the last word of the, and the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam bhaja. Arjuna is taught, and with the example of Arjuna, every one of us is taught that we have to work only which is sanctioned by Krishna. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam bhaja. That is the mission of human life. But we do not know that. And because we do not know that, we engage ourselves with so many works which is concerned with the bodily and material concept of life. So one has to do what Krishna desires. That's why what don't they? Krishna desired that we should fight. His husband did not like to fight, but because Krishna desired, he accepted to fight. This is Krishna's work. That we have to select. Now, what is the work at the present moment for us?
Krishna's work.
Krishna is not present now. He declared that this is my work. Just like Arjuna was fortunate enough. He was personally present before Arjuna. Lord Krishna was personally present and he was directing. But that does not mean that we have no direction. We have direction. We have direction. In the Bhagavad Gita you find that anyone who preaches the gospel of Bhagavad Gita to the people of the world, he is the most dear, the dearest person in the world, Krishna. Krishna accepts him, the dearest person. So therefore, our duty is to preach the principles of the Bhagavad Gita, to make people Krishna conscious. People are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, each and every one of us should be engaged in the preaching work of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the whole world. Lord Chaitanya, whose picture you see in the front of our this store, Lord Chaitanya very nicely preached this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Amar Agraya Guru Haya Taro Sadva Desh Jare Dakho Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. The Lord says, Amar Agraya, because he came in this mission to preach Krishna consciousness. So he says, just take my order and all of you, he become the spiritual master. Guru Haya. Anyone who teaches people Krishna consciousness, never mind what he is and where he is to be understood the spiritual master. Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya gives order to everyone that Amar Agraya Guru Haya Taru Sadhbade. Every country, province, you go everywhere and just preach this Krishna consciousness. Amar Agraya Guru Haya Taru Sadhbade, Jare Dakho Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh means this Bhagavad Gita. The instruction given by Krishna. That is Krishna Upadesh. And Krishna Upadesh is also Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of instruction by which one can become Krishna conscious. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita also, we receive the instruction how we can become Krishna conscious. So Lord Chaitanya selects these very two particular books, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and he asks everyone in any part of the world to take up this matter very seriously and preach in the world. That is the direct order of Krishna. So if we take up this missionary work to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is without any interpretation, have you done any motive behind it? As it is. As Krishna says. It's a present as it is. People misrepresent Bhagavad Gita by their own interpretation. That should not be done. Bhagavad Gita as it is should be presented before the people of the world. They are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. And as soon as they become Krishna conscious, their life becomes happy. So, this is the mission of this society, international society for Krishna consciousness. And Krishna advises, Sangavardhita, you should not have any attraction or any attachment for this worldly activity. If you have got attachment or attraction for this material activity, then you cannot have you cannot become Krishna conscious. But That does not mean you should be inimical to the people of the world. No. It is your duty to give them the highest instruction, spiritual instruction, that you become Krishna conscious. And try your best. Try your best. Nidbhaira. You should not be anyone's enemy. Others may become your enemy. Because it is quite natural. Anyone who comes with the message of the Supreme Lord, there are persons who become his enemy. Just like Lord Jesus Christ, he came. His only fault was that he was preaching the message of God. And people, some people, not all people, became his enemy and he was crucified.
Yeah.
This is the world. Anyone who comes as a most, beneficial friend of the world, people take him as the enemy. And they do the same mistake again, so that they are bound up again by their own work, and they remain in this material world to repeat birth and death, one after another, one after another. So we should be very much cautious. We should not miss the chance for this human body to become Krishna conscious, to become conscious of Krishna. So, therefore, we must know how to walk. How to walk. King Karma, King Aparneti. If you do not know how to walk, then it has entangled in this material activity. Therefore, Krishna says, Sangamaji. Of course, a Krishna conscious person, he also acts just like another material actor. But because he was in Krishna consciousness, therefore he is not bound up. Just like, take the example of Arjuna. He also fought just like ordinary military man. But because he fought in Krishna consciousness, therefore he was not bound up by the reaction of such fight. Fighting is not necessary. Fighting is not necessary. Peace is necessary. But sometimes peace is disturbed. At that time, fighting is also necessary. You cannot absolutely give up the process of fighting in this material world. That is not possible. Because there are persons who will create trouble. Just as we are experiencing. We are not going to do any harm to anybody, but sometimes they are stunning and creating disturbance. So these disturbing elements are there, and this is always there. The material nature is like that. Therefore, fighting cannot be abolished. When it is necessary, absolutely necessary. And in battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna advocated this fighting, because it was absolutely necessary. So anything, it does not matter what it is, when it is sanctioned by Krishna, it has no reaction. That is the real work. Other anything which we do, which may be very good work in the explanation of this material work, but that is bound to make you entangled in this material work. This secret one should learn.
कर्मणो जपि बोधब्बं बोधब्बं च विकर्मणा अकर्मणस्य बोधब्बं गहनो कर्मणो गति
कर्मणो गति द पाथ ऑफ कर्म इज वेरी इंट्रिकेट देयरफॉर वन शुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज एक्चुअली कर्म एंड व्हाट इज अकर्म एंड व्हाट इज विकर्म नोइंग दिस वन शुड परफॉर्म कर्म. But one thing is that if we simply engage ourselves in Krishna consciousness, then everything becomes clear. Otherwise, we have to make discrimination. What I should do, what I should not do, so that I may not be entangled. Just like in ordinary life, whatever you do, sometimes in a unconsciously doing something which is against the law, and therefore you become bound up by the laws of the state, and sometimes you are in trouble. Similarly, in the laws of nature also, the laws of nature is very strict. There is no excuse. The laws of nature is very stringent. Just like the fire. Fire, it burns, that is natural. This is the law of nature. So even a child, it touches fire. The fire does not excuse that because it is child, his hand may not be burnt. No, that is not possible. So we have to make our work very cautiously. We have to select our work very cautiously. Otherwise, the stringent laws of nature is here, and we shall be bound by the laws of material nature and suffer. The Lord says, the Paramanobhyopi Bodhabdham, one should understand how to work, and one should understand what is not to be done. Akaramanasya Bodhabdham. Karmanopi bodhabbam bodhamanca vikarma. Karma, akarma, vikarma. There are three things. Karma means prescribed duties. Prescribed duties. That is called karma. And akarma, vikarma means doing against the prescribed duties. That is called vikarma. And akarma means is something doing which has no reaction. That is not, of course, in the execution of such work, it appears to be working, but practically it has no reaction. That is vikarma. And that vikarma is when we act on account of the Supreme, that is, when we Krishna karma, when we work under the direction of Krishna, that has no reaction. Otherwise, karma, one should do prescribed duties, and one should not do which is not prescribed. For example, just like the state has got some laws. Now, suppose if you commit murder, you will be hanged. That is the state law. So, if you against the state law, you commit some murder, you will be hanged. This is because. And I should be cautious. But when the state order is saying that you go and fight, kill the enemy, that is neither karma nor vikarma. Similarly, when we act under the direction of Krishna, that is akarma. That means that karma, that kind of activity has no reaction. Otherwise, we shall have to act very cautiously so that I may not be entangled with the reaction of my karma.
Karmani akarma ja pasret akarmani ca ja karma sa buddhiman manushesu sa jutta krishna karma ki.
Now here is a nice verse. The Lord says, one who can see karmani akarma, any work which is being done, but it has no reaction. Karmani akarma. I am doing something, but the ultimate result of that work has no reaction. One who can see like that.
Karmani akarma ja pasret akarmani cha ja karma.
And akarmani means one who is trying to avoid the reaction of karma, that he is being entangled in karma.
Sa buddhiman manushesu, he is the most intelligent person. Sa jutta krishna karma ki,
so he is adopted the Krishna consciousness, and therefore after doing so many work, Krishna and all sorts of work, still he is free.
Karmani akarma,
even working, just see, the Arjuna is fighting, and the other party, Duryodhana is also fighting. now, how you can understand that the Arjuna is free from Yasha, but Duryodhana is not free from Yasha? The fighting is what both parties are fighting. Externally, accumulatively, we can see simply that they are fighting. But he is bound up by Yasha and he is not bound up by Yasha. Arjuna is not bound up by Yasha. Why? He is fighting under the order of Krishna. So we have to see like that. Who is working with Krishna consciousness? Anyone who is working Krishna consciousness, we should see that he is not being bound up. This is called karma ni aparma. Aparma means which has no reaction. So although I see somebody is working, but because he is working in Krishna consciousness, therefore he should be understood that his work is not producing any reaction. So this intelligent vision is recommended here by Krishna. The Buddhiman, anyone who is working and who can see such work, who can understand such work, Buddhiman Manushesu, in the human society, is very intelligent. It's very interesting. Otherwise, sometimes bhakti, the devotional service of the Lord, just like I'll give you a crude example, just like a boy, he is flying kite and he is moving his reel containing the thread. Now, from a distant place, he finds that he is moving his thread, but moving his reel. But sometimes, moving his reed is getting down the kite, and moving his reed is getting higher and higher the kite. So from distance left, we can see that there is moving of the reed, but the action is different. Similarly, simply by seeing the movement of a person, that he is also acting, that is not final judgment. We have to see what sort of acting is this. He is acting in Krishna consciousness. If we can see a person is acting in Krishna consciousness, then we can understand that he is free from the reaction. And if he is not acting in Krishna consciousness, but externally, from our material estimation, we can see that, oh, he is doing very good work. Just like Arjuna, when he first refused to work, refused to fight, the mind of Krishna, it is not possible for me to fight with my relative brother. I am not going to fight. That is from material estimation, this is the conclusion. This decision of Arjuna is very good. Very good. So, materially, from material standpoint of view, that he is not going to commit non-violence. He is non-violent. He is very good man. But from spiritual point of view, it is not so. From spiritual point of view, it is not so. One has to see, simply by external features, that one is working and one is not working. That we can. What is the standard of one? And what consciousness is working? If he is working in material consciousness, then he is being bound up. However good may be that work, he is being bound up. Now, what is the binding reaction of good material work? Just try to understand. Good material work, suppose you have done most charitable work, beneficent work, you have started so many, philanthropic institutions. That's all right. This is the fund material estimation. These things are very good work, but you are being bound up. You are being bound up. In which way you are being bound up? That these things are called punya karma, pious work. When you do pious work, you get four results. What are the four results? Janma Aishadya Sutastri. Janma Aishadya Sutastri. If you do pious work, you can get reaction in four ways. You can get your birth in a very nice family. just like in the family of a Brahmin, in the family of a rich man, for pious work one can get in Dharma. And Aishabja. Aishabja means you can become very rich man by pious work. Dharma Aishabja Sutta. Sutta means you can become very learned scholar. These are the results of pious work. Dharma Aishabja Sutta and Sri. You can become very beautiful by pious work. These are the results of pious work. Similarly, just the opposite. If you do vicious work, then you have to go to the lower class family, or even the animal family, lower class birth, and become a fool, illiterate, and become not very good looking. So many things. That these are the reactions of pious and vicious work. Now, taking it for granted that I am doing all pious work, that's all right. And I am getting my birth in a very rich family or very poor family, just like Brahmin family or something like that. I am getting myself very good education. I am very grateful to see. And I am very rich man. All these. But this our point is that suppose if you are rich man, suppose if you are very learned, but you are not free from the stringent laws of material world. The whole point of vision should be targeted there, that I am not going to be under the stricture of this material world. If we miss that point, then we shall be captivated by the aesthetic family, or a good education, a beautiful body, or richness, we shall be. One should understand that in spite of having all these facilities of material life, I am not free from four things. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. I am not free from four these things, material laws of nature. What is that? I am not free from repeated birth and death. I am not free from old age. I am not free from diseases. Therefore, Krishna has recommended in the Bhagavad Gita that Abrahma Bhuvanar Lokan Punaravastu Narjuna. My dear Arjuna, if you go up to the highest planet, which is called Brahma Loka, where there is long duration of life, and all other enjoyments, there are thousands and thousands times better than enjoyments here. But still, Abrahma Bhuvanar Lokan Punaravastina, then you have to come again. The repetition of birth and death is there. Therefore, your aim should be Madhva Jadvatyana Nivartante Tadbhava Paramamama. You have to go back to my planet, my kingdom. That will make you perfect. So this work, good work or bad work, from the material part of you, maybe superficially very good. But what? How long I shall remain a rich man? How long I shall remain a beautiful man? This is not my permanent life. Suppose if my life is for 100 years, so I can remain a rich man. I can remain a learned man. I can remain a rich, beautiful man, say for 50 years, 100 years, but your life is not for 100 years, or 60 years, or thousands years, or millions of years. You are eternal. You have to attain your eternal life. That is the whole problem. So that problem you have to solve. That problem can be solved when you are Krishna conscious. So that by Krishna conscious, when you leave this body, you will no more have to come to this material world and accept this material body or suffer and enjoy thereof. That is the point. The point is very difficult for common men, but this is the point. This is the point. I have to avoid this material existence altogether. That is the point. It is not the question of improving my material condition. That is not the solution. In a thin house, if you want to improve your condition, you become a very good prisoner and the government gives you A class status. There are three classes of status in prison life. Some are suffering the prison life in the A class status. Some of them are suffering in the B class status. There are also classes. That's why when some political leader is put into prison, they are given A class status. But a sane man should not be satisfied by becoming an A-class prisoner. A-class prisoner. So we are in this material world. Some of us are the A-class prisoner, some of us are E-class prisoner, some of us are C-class prisoner. So to become an A-class prisoner from C-class prisoner is not the solution of our problem. The problem should be solved that let me become completely free from the prison life. That is the whole problem. Karmaniya karma japasthet, aparmanita japarma, sa buddhiman manusyesu, sa jipta krishna karma. Anyone who can understand the process of karma, the process of work in this way, he is the most intelligent person in this world. Most intelligent person. Not that a person who has passed any PhD examination from the university of any country. The person who understands this problem of life, he is the most intelligent person. That is the love. He is the most intelligent. Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa buddhita jnanani dagdha karvanam samahu pandita vibha. Pandita means learned, and Buddha means one who is well-versed. He is called Buddha. Buddha is very sad. He'll find in another place of Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, Buddha Bhava Samannita. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante mam Buddha Bhava Samannita. That Buddha is fact in the 10th chapter. And the same Buddha, Pandita and Buddha, Pandita, according to Bhagavad Gita, Pandit means learned man, the Sanskrit word. Pandit means, and Buddha is well-versed. Now, he is well-versed, and he is Pandit. A very learned man from, by academic education, may not be a learned man according to the view of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, he is the learned man who can see everyone on the equal footing, equal level. Vidya vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini suniketa sapaketa pandita samadarshi. Pandit means learned man can see that here is a learned Brahmin in India, according to Vedic civilization. A learned Brahmin is considered to be the topmost man in human society. So therefore, he is setting the example that here is a very learned Brahmin, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahman. Not only he is Brahmin, but he is very gentle. Vidya means, what is the result of Vidya? Education means one becomes gentleman. That is the result of Vidya. If one is not a gentleman, then his learning is not accepted according to the Vedic research. So Pandita means that son, he is learned and gentle. So, another Pandit says, Vidyavinaya Sampanna, a Brahmin, learned and gentle. Vidyavinaya Sampanna, Brahmani, Gobi, and a cow. Vidyavinaya Sampanna, Gobi, and an elephant. And Sapake, Sapake is a Shinikesa. Sapake means that there is a class, a band, who each dog, they are counted amongst the lower class in India. Sapake is a Sunita. Sunita means dog. The dog also not taken very good at it. In this hotel. But a Pandita, either a dog, either a cow, either an elephant, either a dog eater, or a learned Brahmin, he sees all of them on the same level. That is Pandita. Why he sees on the same level? Do you mean to say that a learned Brahmin, a high-class Brahmin, he is just like as good as a dog? No. Learned Brahmin is not as good as a dog. But how then the Pandita sees on the equal footing? Because he does not see on the skin, but he sees on the spirit. Therefore is Pandita. One who has learned this art to see any living being, only the spirit, he sees. That here is a living being. He is a spiritual part, he is a spirit soul. But he has got a different covering, volume, just like in the Bhagavad Gita. It is said that Pasam is denied. This body is just like our breath. Suppose a very learned man has come in a shabby dress. So do you think that he should be regarded? It is known, of course. Just like sometimes it's dress. It is not very costly dress. It is a lion cloth. It is very cheap. But sometimes people misunderstand that he is a beggar. And sometimes he has a speaker. So, simply by dress we should not see any living entity. Well, either he's a dog or he's estimation of the society, a lower class man or a very high class man or a cow, but we shall see that here is a spirit soul. Anyone who can understand the spiritual vision of life, he is Pandita. He is Pandita. And according to Chanakya Pandit, Chanakya, he was a great politician. And he says, now what is the standard of education? Standard of education. Now, he has given very nice three words. Three words for standard of education. He is perfect in education. He says, Mātribhat paradāreṣu paradarbeṣu loṣvadāt ātavat sarvabhūteṣu jā paśyati sa pandita. Pandita, this pandita. This pandita explanation of pandita. Now, who is a pandita? Now, Mātribhat paradāreṣu. He is the learned man who sees all women as his mother. Except one's married wife, one should see every woman as his mom. Mātribhat, Mātri means mother, but means just like. Mātribhat paradāraśa, paradāraśa means other woman, except one's own wife, married wife. Mātribhat paradāraśa, paradarbeṣu loṣvadāt. And other property should be accepted just like if you garbage in the street. Just like we don't care for all the garbage. Simply, if others' money or others' property is there, sometimes we enter, we should think, this is nonsense. Just like garbage. Mātribhat paradāraśu, paradarbeṣu loṣvadāt, ātavat sarvabhūteṣu. And loṣva means rubbles. Just like stone rubbles. There are so many rubbles and stone over here. You see, nobody cares for that. Similarly, if others' money is thrown over the street, nobody He should not care. He should not collect. Oh, there is some money. Let me take. So, Madhuvat Paradaisu Paradabesu Lakshava Asavat Sarabhutesu. And he should see everyone. This Asavat Sarabhutesu was preached by Lord Buddha. This philosophy, this one philosophy was and this thought throughout the whole world by Lord Buddha. That there should be no animal king. Asa Sarabhute. No living entity should be given suffer, even by words. That is real life. After a Japashati, one who has such vision of life, he is called learned. He is called learned. Not by educational qualification. One who has acquired parena paricaya, education, is understood how far a man is educated by his behavior, by his vision of life, it will be estimated. Not by the degree. Similarly, here also, the word Pandita, Pandita has been used, so I have just given you some explanation of Pandit from different angle of vision, and Buddha also, in Bhagavad Gita you find the definition of Buddha. Buddha means well-versed means who has got studied lots of books of knowledge. He is called Buddha. Now, how one becomes Buddha? By studying, one should have concluded this. What is that conclusion? That is stated in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhu. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maam buddha bhava samanyata. The well-versed person is he who has understood that Krishna is the original fountainhead of all emanations. All emanations. Whatever we see, they are all emanations from Krishna. That is the fact. One has understood this fact, this transcendental fact, he is well-versed, Buddha. Aham sarvasya prabhu, matta sarvam pravartate. Everything is coming out of me. That's why the sunshine is coming out of the sun. Nobody knows for how many years, how millions and millions of years, the sunshine is coming out of the sun. But still the sun is still as it is. Similarly, all the energies, the material energy, spiritual energy, lower energy, higher energy, everything is coming out of Krishna. So one has understood this fact, the Krishna fact, Buddha Bhavatama. Then what he becomes, his science that he has understood, what is the sign that he has understood, he becomes a devotee of Krishna. He becomes completely Krishna consciousness. That is the sign of being well-versed. And this is the sign of becoming the Pandita, the learned. Pandita, learned. So, yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa vajjita jnanajni dagsa karmana tamahu panditam buddha. One who has, he is learned enough, one who has got this knowledge that we have to walk in Krishna consciousness, and he has no more left to enjoy this material world. One has no more left. Kama sankalpa bhajita. Everything what you do in this material world, we have got a determination that I shall enjoy the fruits of this work like this, the fruits of that work in that way. That is called kama sankalpa. Determination of lust. So one is free from such lust. Kama sankalpa bhajita. And how is this possible? Jnanadni dabdha karmana. Jnanadni, just like fire, coin, anything he should put into this. Similarly, one who has developed this sense, the real knowledge, that my life mission, is only to go back to Krishna and become Krishna consciousness. That is the highest type of knowledge. That is just like fire. So in that fire of highest type of knowledge, all bhakti is burnt at that. Kama means Akbar. Samahu Pandita Buddha. And he is the learned, he is well versed. That is the explanation of this Bhagavad Gita. And let us stop here. Yes. If there is any post, then you can put it.
If you're rich, are you saying if you're rich, you get knowledge easier?
No. I say that by your pious work, you get four results. By your pious work, because every work we are just today discussing what is real work and what is the reaction of the work and what is not, I mean this is a prescribed work, these things that we have discussed. Now, so far this pious work, which is called in Sanskrit language, which is called Punyapa, we get four results, four kinds of results. By pious work, we get very good bark. Good bark means to take one's bark in aristocratic family or in rich hand. That is materially concerned, very good bark. So, by pious work, one can become a good bark, can get his bark in a good family. And he can become a rich man. Just like in this world we see, somebody is working very little, but he's gaining much. Another body is working very hard the whole day, but still he's not getting much. Why? Because due to his pious work, he's getting very easily riches. So richness is also a result of pious work. And similarly, one student is becoming very quickly a scholar, another, and he cannot. So this is also the result of passion. Similarly, beauty is also due to passion. I'll discuss this. And what was your point?
More wisdom quicker, or it's more to come by if you have a lot of money?
Not necessarily. I don't say that. That is a different thing. But richness is
good. So what you said before,
yeah. Not necessarily because a man is very rich, therefore he has got a very good brain also. No, not necessarily. Neither good brain can produce richness. Even there is one man, a very intelligent man, but in the field of activity, he remains a poor man. So neither intelligence is the cause of richness, nor richness is the cause of intelligence. These are two different things. But if one is fire, then he is a reaction of the fire attack. He becomes rich, he becomes wealthy, he becomes rich, he becomes lion. These things are stated in the scriptures. Janma is such a sukas to me. Janma is such a sport. Janma is such a sport. Janma means bad, I such a means weakness, and sukha means education. Is that point clear? Is that point clear? Please, yes, stop. Don't stop. We are talking seriously, don't discuss. Is that point clear?
Yes, yes.
Any other question?
Yes.
Why should the spirit of the tree?
If one is tired, one is good. Oh. So one is not always in fire. You understand? Sometimes war, fighting, so fast. So far the basic conception of life is concerned. There are four classes. The intelligent class, the administrator class, the mercantile class, not only Vedic religion, this division is all over the world. There are four classes of man. So for administrative class of man, it is a duty to protect the weak. Sometimes law and order requires violence. That's why the government maintains military, police force. Because sometimes they are required. So, when government employs some police force and military force, that does not mean empire. That is required. Similarly, fighting or violence is not always empire. But a responsible person, he does not take violence unnecessary. He considers things very nicely, and when there is no other alternative than to use violence, then he, just like the government, sometimes takes violence on the citizens. It is not the objective of the government to